George Gillum joins me live in studio from the Miller Center of Public Affairs, online at millercenter.org, with all the good things in store for us. I was looking at some of the... It is amazing. I mean, you've got like a bunch of Oompa Loompas or elves over there that just are working constantly through the night. This is truly amazing what y'all are able to put together. Because it keeps coming. There's like more and more and more that of these programs and fora. And it really is a wonderful thing that y'all are right here in the neighborhood.
Corey, the Miller Center programs have now gotten to that level of national notoriety or fame where actually people call and ask if they can come and speak.
Wow. That's great.
So we're getting to pick and choose, and I think we've been very lucky.
That is terrific. What are we looking at? Let's just start with the calendar, and you give us an idea of what we can look forward to.
Well, one of the topics that fascinates me is the way individuals can make a significant difference. Individual empowerment. The stories about how one person was able to change the law or change the world. And next Monday, January 14th, we're kicking off our winter season with a representative of that type of person who has made a really huge difference in the world. In 1973, a young man named Martin Andrews was kidnapped, held hostage in a buried underground box for a week, and abused by a sexual predator. The predator was caught. Martin Andrews' life was saved. And the bad guy did 30 years in jail. Just before he was to be released, Martin Andrews found that in some states, convicted sexual predators cannot be released after their criminal sentence has been served. They can be held under a civil commitment proceeding. Martin Andrews lobbied the Virginia General Assembly and Governor Mark Warner and lobbied them successfully to change the law in Virginia so that his attacker could be held. The law was changed, and when his attacker was released from finishing his criminal sentence, he was contained under this new law and, in fact, was killed in prison when he tried to make an approach to another prisoner.
My God. What a story, George.
So Martin Andrews is one of these people who has been through a terrible experience, has lived to tell about it, and has lived to take action that I think makes a real difference. It's an inspiring
Absolutely.
Story. Wow. The following week, on January 21st, Monday the 21st, Mike Klarman, who is a very highly regarded professor at the University of Virginia's Law School, former law clerk for Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, has published another book called Unfinished Business, Racial Equality in American History. Mike Klarman did the definitive history of the Civil Rights Movement. It won every award that a book on legal history can win. And this is a sequel to that, talking about how, despite the advances of the Civil Rights Movement, we no longer have racial equality in America. It's going to be really interesting to talk to him about how the Barack Obama phenomena plays into his equation. And then the week after that, on Monday, January 28th, we have another in a series of the outstanding writers for The New Yorker, a younger writer named Patrick Keefe, who has been investigating human smuggling between China and the United States. And it's going to come here and report on his work, on his reporting, and he is in the process of writing a book on this. So the Charlottesville Miller Center audience will get kind of an advance peek. Finally, at the end of the month, on January 31st, we're going to have one of our 5:30 in the afternoon forums. That's a Thursday afternoon at 5:30, and we hope that that will enable more working people, more students to attend?
Because normally, we're talking with George Gillum of the Miller Center. Normally, these fora are at about 11 o'clock.
They're at 11, and so it's difficult for people who work for a living to get there. We always have an overflow crowd,
right?
But it's primarily people who are either able to arrange their work schedules.
Take a long lunch or something.
Take a long lunch, or they're retired people, and we welcome all of them. But on Thursday, January 31st at 5:30, we're having a guy named Rob Spencer. Rob was the lead prosecutor of the 9/11 terrorist, Zacharias Moussaoui.
Wow.
And he has left the Department of Justice, where he got the Attorney General's Award for Excellence. He now teaches at George Washington University and at the FBI Academy and works for Lockheed Martin Corporation. And he's going to come and talk about what it's like to try to prosecute a terrorist. What are the challenges? What the evidentiary issues are? The questions that have been raised recently about the withholding of the CIA interrogation tapes will have an effect on the ability of that particular prosecution to withstand an appeal. I have not spoken with Rob since the news came out about that, but other reading that I have done indicates that this is a major issue, and he's going to be very upset that this material was not produced.
There's evidently a whole lot of people in Washington who knew nothing about it.
Apparently so.
And you would think you can't keep secrets in Washington anymore, but they certainly kept that a secret for a while.
They kept that a secret.
Yeah.
I think they were so scared by the Abu Ghraib photographs and having a repeat of the public horror at that they suppressed this material. And of course, it may have served a short-term public relations purpose, but long-term, it's going to have a devastating effect.
We're talking with George Gillum of the Miller Center of Public Affairs at the University of Virginia, online at millercenter.org. George, we were talking about getting to these fora at the Miller Center and hearing some of these fantastic speakers. And for folks who've never been there, you don't just sit and listen to them. There's an extended Q&A which follows, and anyone can get up and engage them in conversation, and a wonderful opportunity to meet some of these really these high-profile newsmakers.
Coy, all of our programs are free and open to the public. We invite the public to come. It's good to get there 15 or 20 minutes early because we usually have a pretty packed house. But as you said, we do about a 27-minute opening comments by the speaker, generally fairly informal. And then we have a Q&A that goes for 30 minutes. And generally, we're able to have 10 or 12 people ask questions. Our speakers always comment on the quality of the questions. The Charlottesville audiences.
Charlottesville, after all.
Very well informed. People who read grown-up newspapers.
Does the national debate extend into this semester of your series?
Yes. We're going to have three of our national debates in March. We're debating religion in the public square. That debate will be in Richmond. It will be moderated by John Meacham, the editor of Newsweek, who's done a very important book on the religion of the Founding Fathers, and is a good friend of the Miller Center. Then on April 8th at Faneuil Hall in Boston, we're going to be debating health care. That will be debated, will be moderated by Susan Dentzer, who is the health care reporter for the NewsHour with Jim Lehrer, and terribly impressive in her knowledge of the issues involved in the healthcare debate. One of the debaters, interestingly, is going to be Steve Bird, who is the chairman and CEO of Safeway Corporation. Safeway invests $1 billion a year in healthcare for its employees, is a major player in the debate over what portion of this should be taken over by government, what portion should be left in private hands. And so to have a voice of industry, I think, is going to be very important. Finally, in May, we're going to be debating immigration, and we're going to hold that debate in the city that was built by immigrants, New York.
Fantastic. And all of this coming up in the next few months. brought to you by the Miller Center of Public Affairs. And just to remind folks, if you can't make any, well, number one, all this schedule, of course, is all available online at millercenter.org. And if you can't make one of these events, they're all simulcast right there online. You can sit at your desk at home or at work and or on vacation and watch the whole thing right there live online.
Not only that, but for no additional cost. They're archived, and so anyone can go a week or 2 weeks or 6 months later and watch one that they may have missed, and because of the press of public news, maybe one that they want to revisit. And then finally, all of the forums are broadcast on Virginia's PBS affiliates at various times. The Harrisonburg-Charlottesville station broadcasts them Sunday afternoon, which is a time a lot of people like to watch public affairs programs. So there are many opportunities to catch up with the Miller Center forums.
George Gillum of the Miller Center of Public Affairs at the University of Virginia. You can learn more online and look into this schedule at millercenter.org. Thank you, George.
Thank you, Coy. Always a pleasure.
Looking forward to seeing you again.
Thank you.